Welcome to Coastline from the studios of WHQR Public Radio in Wilmington. I'm your host, Rachel Lewis Hilburn. Seating the two newest commissioners in New Hanover County has been anything but smooth. After the November election, one county resident challenged the results, first at the county level, before taking his case to the state. Both times his complaint was dismissed, but the process delayed the swearing-in of Skip Watkins and Rob Zappel. The two men took their oaths of office in late December, and they have now participated in two county board meetings as commissioners. The last several years has seen a board dogged by dysfunction, largely thanks to one former commissioner whose personal problems turned into very public legal issues. The two commissioners who have waited patiently for results to be accepted as final are with us in studio today. Skip Watkins is a financial advisor. He's worked with the Cape Fear Fair and Expo and the Azalea Festival and has lived with his family in Wilmington for more than 35 years. Skip Watkins, welcome to Coastline.
Good afternoon, Rachel. Thank you for having me.
Rob Zappel is a licensed general contractor and builder and owner of his own small business. He and his family have lived in Wilmington for the past 17 years. His wife is a small business owner as well. Rob Zappel is currently on the board of the Thaling and Hall Center for the Performing Arts and the Children's Museum. And taking a moment for full disclosure, Mr. Zappel is a member of the board of Friends of Public Radio, which is the governing body of this radio station. Rob Zappel, welcome to the program.
Good morning, Rachel. Delighted to be here.
We encourage you to join the discussion. Do you have a question for Commissioners Watkins or Zappel? Is there a local issue that you have concerns about and would like to see addressed in this upcoming year? Give us a call at 910-343-1138 or send an email to coastline@whqr.org. You can also tweet us at CoastlineHQR. And we do have a listener email that's just come in that we'll get to in a moment. But first of all, one of the first major issues that the two of you have had to grapple with as commissioners is Cape Fear Community College asking for its final allotment in general obligation bonds, $40 million to construct the Advanced and Emerging Technologies Building. And this was a heated discussion at the last county board meeting with Woody White strenuously disagreeing on a number of points, most notably it's money that the county doesn't need to spend right now and therefore shouldn't be spending. Mm-hmm. Where do the two of you stand on that?
If I could jump in, thanks, Skip.
Rob Zappel.
First off, Rachel, I'd like to say, you know, thank you to all of the voters of New Hanover County. I think this is one of our first kind of public announcements here presenting ourselves in public. So I want to thank everybody who was so patient to go through that entire process. But to the question at hand, the Cape Fear Community College, I'd like to also thank the voters of New Hanover County who have, through the bond issue in 2008, approved by 62% the issuance of those bonds that have leveraged the money or allowed us to sell the bonds to put together the Union Station and the new Fine Arts Humanities Building. It would not have happened without the forward thinking the brilliance, basically, of the voters of approving that.
And that was a referendum approving $164 million in bonds.
That's
for
correct.
The community college.
The other piece here that I just want to remind everyone, and I remind myself all the time, that the new AETC, or the Advanced and Emerging Technologies Center, is actually three buildings out in that will be built out in the North Campus. Plus, in that $40 million is the money to remodel four different sorely needed buildings that Cape Fear Community College is using in the downtown area as well. So it's a very far-reaching and is going to provide funds for a lot of work that needs to be done. And starting with those three different facilities out in the North Campus. A strong community college here in New Hanover County, in my mind, it not only approaches the education portion of our future, but also the economic development.
It sounds like you're very much in support of this.
I certainly, as I'm gathering in all the information, I certainly understand where I like to start from is the foundation of how important education is to not only our community, but also to the economic development of the entire region. And it goes well beyond New Hanover County into the Cape Fear region completely. completely.
Skip Watkins, what do you have to say about this concern that Woody White has been very vocal about in terms of the county debt and where we are right now and separating wants from needs?
First of all, I want to echo Rob's thanks. This is our first forum, and we do appreciate the folks who supported us. Commissioner White, you said it perfectly. He's concerned about the debt. It was not a personal attack against community college. But in my comments that same night, I made a comment that if you look at the $40 million that they're asking for, the $160 million that was recently passed by voters for the school system here, and if you're a city resident, we're getting ready to take on $250 million in new debt. And there comes the price tag. Now, granted, the voters did vote for it. I was recently asked by someone what my vote was going to be, and I don't reveal my votes prior to the meetings, but I will give my thought process. I'm a community college graduate. My son goes there. I took local community college, Cape Fear. My nephew attends there. So obviously we're a community college family. And I, my three legs that I stood on in the campaign were economic development, fiscal responsibility, and public safety. And at this point, you know, it's sometimes things conflict and I have to have a clearer vision. You know, I received a lot of emails, as Rob did. We got copied on a lot of the same ones. Mm-hmm. And overwhelmingly, the support was for the comments were in favor and support for the for issuing the new bonds. But I have to be I have to look at the 38% of the people that did not vote for it, because I represented those people as well back in 2008. And shame on the people that did not go vote, but he and I also, we all five represent those people as well. And the thought of another tax increase is, in theory, when we will make, more than likely, we will have to vote on some more, something, you know, the taxes this year, tax rate.
And that's something that County Manager Chris Coudray has addressed repeatedly over the last months, that regardless, and this is something that's already in the mix, though. I mean, this was a series of bonds approved years ago. Mm-hmm. So, but and Chris Coudray is saying there's going to be a tax increase regardless.
And I think Rob will agree with me. At least I don't put words in his mouth, but we did not. We will not raise the taxes. The voters raise the taxes. What we're going to have to do is figure out how to pay for the stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, that's going to be the, you know, the, for us. So my decision process is coming down to we need training facilities. We have Vertex here now. We have the potential for other industries to come here. The veterinary school, I personally researched the need for that, and I do agree with that. I was not familiar with it at first, so I did my own research. I have an automotive mechanical background, so I have some passion. But I have to weigh the need against the cost. And so right now, that's just, you know, my thought process.
Rachel, I'd like to throw in one more,
sure.
One more
Rob
issue
Zappel.
In there. And thanks, Skip, for that kind of look through of the this issue. It's the tremendous value that the $40 million in today's money is to the voters. That $40 million today that has once again been approved back in 2008 when they approved the entire bond measure, the voters did here, is worth, you know, conservatively, probably $47 to $48 million in money that's 5 or 7 years out. I mean, I know that's kind of hard to follow, but it represents a tremendous value to the voters. We will, because of rising construction costs, rising material costs.
So you're saying if this was put off for a year or two or three, it would cost the county quite a bit more than it would today?
Yes, it would. We will never see the value of that $40 million we're looking at the levels that it is today. It's a tremendous value to the community.
So what do you say to your constituents who are concerned about the level of debt in the county?
As Skip pointed out, we have 217,000 people that live in New Hanover County, and he and I and the other three commissioners represent every one of those. And I ask for and seek out and try to, through emails and telephone conversations, you know, the opinions of everyone. But I also have to honor the vote of the people, and at 62% back in 2008, that's what the voters wanted, and I will make sure that the voters get what they have asked for, and even more so, get the value of that money that they approved. They approved $164 million, and by golly, we're going to get some tremendous value out of that, and we already have.
And if I may, my last comment on that, Part of Mr. White's and my personal concern is that, and though the document is a dynamic document, the original master plan, the square footage was addressed in that original master plan back in 08, and that square footage has been built. But previous administrations and leadership at the community college chose to divert from that. And so it's, the thought has been, had we stayed on track of the original, would we have needed the whole 164, the entire?
There was a debate over the square footage that was approved.
And not just the square footage, but, you know, the building, and again, Union Station, beautiful. Arts and Humanities, beautiful building. But, and has great value. And the bond referendum actually addressed space beyond classroom. But the I guess the point is
you know, and so you're saying there's a debate over did
priorities.
The voters approve a certain dollar amount that we are mandated to spend on the community college, or did they approve the building of a certain number of square feet which has been delivered?
And I don't think the average voter had that in their mind, but I do believe that that's a valid part of the argument.
If I can tack on to that, that document that Skip was referring to, the Master's Facilities Plan, of course, was written in 2007 and approved by the Cape Fear Community College Board in 2008. Information that was relevant then changed through a recession, and that's where we got such tremendous value for our construction dollars and our materials.
You're listening to Coastline on 91.3 FM. We're here with two recently sworn in New Hanover County Commissioners, Rob Zappel and Skip Watkins. They're in studio today to answer your questions. Is there an issue you'd like to see the county take up this year? Do you have a question for Skip Watkins or Rob Zappel? Give us a call, 910-343-1138, or send an email to coastline@whqr.org. This is Coastline. Welcome back to Coastline. I'm your host, Rachel Lewis-Hilburn. Skip Watkins and Rob Zappel, New Hanover County's two newest commissioners, are with us today to take a look at what's likely to be on the docket this year in the Cape Fear region. You're invited to join the discussion. If you have a question, give us a call at 910-343-1138. You can also email us at coastline@whqr.org or tweet us at coastlinehqr. And I promised that I would get to this email. We actually have a couple that I want to get to. This person writes, I am a teacher who has met all of the criteria on my professional development plan in this county. I'm in the green on the data sector of my plan for performing at and above expected levels for student achievement and professional achievements. Nonetheless, there's no money to reward me or any other teacher that I know of, neither does my principal, in the budget from the state under the Careers Pathway Plan, as the governor has proposed. What will you do for teachers in New Hanover County? Can you address teacher performance bonuses at all at the county level? When and to what extent? Rob Zappel.
First off, I want to thank the emailer or the caller for their service to our school system and to our youth here in New Hanover County. Teachers, I think, have been undervalued, or that's the perception. They have certainly never been undervalued by myself, or I know Commissioner Watkins or any of the other county commissioners. They are creating the economic engines for the future, as well as our quality of life and all things. So I want to preface that. The issue she's talking about really falls into the lap of the Board of Education. County commissioners provide the money for the Board of Education, and they decide through the good help of Tim Markley, or Dr. Markley, how that money should be spent. And of course, that flows through the county from the state. I can promise the questioner that I will act as an advocate from my position as a county commissioner, so that we can see what I feel is a swell of support for our public educators, so that we will continue to have support from the county commission for all the good work they do.
In the county currently, I do believe we have a supplement that we have in the budget for the Board of Education. Unfortunately, we probably don't have enough money in the county budget to address all the needs to really compensate them accordingly to what their true value is. But I look back to the fact that as compared to many states, you know, all the full there's a lot of stuff, a lot of money last year went to the retirement plan, to the teachers on the state level, and a lot of money went to the medical, medical benefits as well. So though the compensation currently out of pocket, into the pocket, may not be what they would like, last year the legislature did actually fund a large chunk towards retirement and towards the medical benefits. So some things happened in Raleigh that might not have been favorable in one aspect, but another aspect, they did address some long-term positions.
Yeah, and I think there still are a lot of public school teachers out there that are looking for more this point.
Right. We all are.
You're listening to Coastline. We're talking with New Hanover County's two newest commissioners to find out what issues are on the radar for 2015. Rob Zappel, Skip Watkins are in studio today. If you have a question for them, give us a call at 910-343-1138. And Marty, welcome to Coastline. You're on the air.
Thank you very much. I moved to the Wilmington area fairly recently in May of 2013. And one of the things that I've noticed, and this is a very fundamental, rather basic and perhaps mundane question, is I live down, for example, off of near the intersection of Myrtle Grove Road and College Road, and frequently take, when I'm coming home from work, frequently make a left turn off Market Street onto Military Cutoff. And both of those intersections, and those are just two examples, have center dividers. They're sort of these triangular raised areas to separate traffic. And especially on rainy nights, you can't even see those dividers. I had to swerve any number of times, and other cars have had to swerve to avoid hitting me or the dividers, making turns. Are there any plans to light up some of these really dark intersections outside of the city limits themselves, but within the county?
That's a good question. Rob Zappel, is this a DOT issue, a state issue, or is there something the county can do?
Yes, it is a DOT issue, but I can certainly sympathize with Marty. Marty, I can't tell you how many times I've done the same thing, and I've lived here for 17 years. It is an issue that I'm hopeful that through suggestions and, again, using a little bit of the bully pulpit, that something as simple as reflectors or something that will light up, it is a serious issue for the traffic flow, and especially, as you suggested, in the evening after it's rained a little bit, sometimes it's almost impossible to see that. So it certainly is on my radar as well. It's the Department of Transportation who can provide the funding.
Now, is that something that you can lobby for? And we're going to get to the legislative agenda in just a few minutes, but yes, Skip Watkins.
Karen Fussell is the local chief engineer, very, very responsive person. And Marty, I thank you for your call because, just appreciate you taking the time. I would encourage you to call the DOT office and ask for Karen Fussell because nothing is better than hearing the voice of a citizen. We were talking about the community college a minute ago, and I do view the comments, the phone calls, and your input is valuable. And if you'll contact the county commissioner office, they'll be glad to give you my email or all the commissioners, and I'd be glad to forward that to Karen as well.
Marty, thanks so much for your call. We have an email. This person says, I live in Upper Wrightsboro area of Northwest New Hanover County. I'd like to know, what do the new commissioners plan to do to encourage a viable plan to water and sewer in the area that we reside? In 1984, going back a few years, we supported the bond issue. And back in 1984, there was a sewer bond. Today, the septic tank problem and the poor water quality exists all over the area. Skip Watkins.
I can't remember the it has to do with CAMA and a municipal service district. Not the one down there. What do you call it, Rob? It's the where we can only take utilities to a certain.
Certainly, yeah. It's the boundary of
the boundary of some sort.
Yes, right.
I can tell you it's on my personal radar. It's on Cape Fear Public Utility Authority. Yes. But everybody recognizes the northern part of the county is underserved in water and sewer. So I would not be surprised to see that on a priority list. I personally have a friend that had a septic tank failure many years ago.
I'm sorry, Skip. When you say priority list, what do you mean by that?
For economic development, the northern part of the county, in my personal opinion, is one of the natural growth areas. And so when I say a priority, it's not a written priority as much as it's a recognition that the northern part of the county, when that water and sewer arrives, it'll help industrial and residential. I had a conversation recently with a gentleman who owns property in the Castlehaine, Wrightsboro area is commercial property. And currently there's nothing planned in that general area. I will tell you that I had that conversation yesterday with Cape Fear Public Utility Authority.
And as you point out, the Castlehaine area is unincorporated.
Yes.
So New Hanover County commissioners are their local representatives and policymakers. Rob Zappel, what are some of the other issues that face this area?
Well, before we move on to that, I want to say there's a little bit of hope for our email questioner there. There are two specific projects that were identified by our Cape Fear Public Utilities as well as our Department of Health and Environmental Management. And that's Marquee Hills and Heritage Park, where they had severe septic tank failures. And we are moving aggressively. That work is underway. It is funded to bring relief to those communities. Certainly, in the long run of moving those areas of the county in the unincorporated part as well as certainly as in the city onto a public sewer system and public water, especially where we have bad or failing wells, is a priority at every level of providing essential services. We certainly understand the need for it. The community's health is number one, health and safety, for all the commissioners and certainly the City Council as well and the Cape Fear Public Utilities Authority, of which I'll be serving as the one of the two representatives from the county commissioners on their board. It is a priority for them, and I'm delighted to say that, and we will move throughout the county those areas that are suffering of bad septic systems and poor or failing wells as well.
But some of the issues in Castlehaine are quite complicated, and there was a recent request for a special use permit for a sand mine. There were some residents in the Castlehaine area that were concerned about the potential impacts of that.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And there are other. What are some of the issues, Rob Zappel, that are on your radar for that particular part of the county?
Well, interesting, because it also flows into another topic that we may talk about a little bit later, which is a special use permit process. And in that particular case, the sand mine, having a special use permit process, which part of which it requires a public meeting, it brought to light a number of issues that I think that the owners of that property were not aware of, and certainly the adjacent owners as well. And there was an issue with some contamination. So this is a perfect example of the system actually working, because everyone agreed, we've got a contamination plume there that needs to be dealt with before we start talking about doing any major excavating, et cetera. Certainly, there are property rights that everyone is interested in, myself and all the commissioners are interested in making sure that the public's right to use their property is maintained. The special use permit process does offer that moment to sit down and have conversations.
And it's hard to talk about the special use permit in New Hanover County without bringing up Titan Cement. There's actually a meeting tonight, this evening. Mm-hmm. I think the North Carolina Coastal Federation members will be there and many other people who are part of the Stop Titan movement. Mm-hmm. And this is an effort to prevent a cement manufacturer from setting up shop in New Hanover County, in this part of the county that we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess my first question is, will either of you be in attendance at tonight's meeting? Skip Watkins.
Unfortunately, Rob and I both will be traveling to a meeting in Pinehurst for the state level. I do want to remind the listeners that with the exception of a timeline that would have been added to the special use permit process under the most recent recommendations, the actual industrial one, I-1, that Titan would fall under was not actually addressed. And so they would have still had to go through the special use permit process. The recommendations that were brought forth, mainly in the old previous recommendations, to bring about 82 or 83 particular industrial designations to certain zoning, just to streamline where you might put a office or a barbershop or a mechanical, car, something like that. But Titan's 800-pound gorilla.
You're listening to Coastline. We're talking with New Hanover County's two newest commissioners to find out which issues are on the radar for them. In 2015, Rob Zappel and Skip Watkins are in studio today. If you have a question for them, give us a call at 910-343-1138. You can also email us at coastline@whqr.org. And I have an email from okay, person wants to remain anonymous. What are the plans to get a handle on the recent uptick in shooting violence downtown and at the same time, and equally important, reassure the public that the police are operating in a respectful and racially neutral way? Skip Watkins.
It's one of the three things I stood on when we were elected, public safety. Wilmington, unfortunately, has a tremendous high crime rate, property crime and violent crime. I've been in recent conversation with the sheriff. There was a recent initiative, joint effort task force with the sheriff's department that ended recently. When that initiative ended, the uptick in violence in the city started. There was one home that had 40 rounds hit that home, 40. So I look forward to supporting a new initiative with the sheriff's department. I made a comment one time that I love to see brown and blue together. I love to see the sheriff's department and the police department work hand in hand. I know that Chief Evangelist and Sheriff McMahon have worked closely together. They have the best relationship between those two offices that they have in my memory of being 30 some years here in Wilmington. So I look forward to supporting the sheriff, who will also support, because, you know, one of the questions or one of the complaints I get, and I'm sure Rob gets it, is you know, what we pay county taxes, what do we get in the city limits? Well, first of all, the county collects 80% of sales tax, but we, you know, we do the school systems, we do the court system, but some of that money is coming from the county. Hopefully it will be going back into the city, and the city, and to close it with this, my comment, the sheriff told me, he said, the city is in the county.
Mm-hmm. And Rob Absolutely. Zappel, one of the issues that mentioned in this email mm-hmm. is the sensitivity of relations between law enforcement and the communities that they're policing. Mm-hmm. And this is something President Obama recently Absolutely. Charged a task force with, coming up with problems and recommendations for solutions on this. And we've seen some very public instances of local law enforcement actually working on community relations. It's been a very public effort here. But is that still something that we need to be concerned about? Is there more work to be done?
There is way more work to be done, Rachel. And I know that in conversations, like Commissioner Watkins was just saying, with Sheriff McMahon and Chief Evangelist, that is very much in their forefront of their thinking. And I know that there's an initiative that will become public very soon that they're working on to address this kind of recent perception of a spike. I mean, here's the irony in all of this, that when you look at the actual crime statistics, and these are class one crimes, it actually has continued to go down and has gone down dramatically since the year 2000 in our area. Now, I know that with the advent of ShotSpotter, which is gets a lot of press here, that we're hearing or reporting on many more things that are happening in our neighborhoods that, frankly, some of which had been happening for a while. But back to the solution. And the solution, in my mind, involves a stronger effort at community policing, and not just a short term, not a 3-month or a 6-month, but starting out with funding a 1 year and seeing by providing true metrics as to how it happens. Getting policemen out of their cruisers and on the streets so that they know and there's their physical presence within the community, and I mean a supportive presence, and to regain the confidence in some areas of our neighborhoods so that when a crime is committed at any level, that they have the good people of that neighborhood coming forward and joining hands with law enforcement officials to help solve that crime quickly and efficiently.
Taking away that adversarial feeling of...
And that only happens, like everything in life, with real communication, with real contact with people. So a strong initiative towards community policing, followed up again, I'll make the tie-in here, is to education as well.
You're listening to Coastline. We're talking with New Hanover County's two newest commissioners, Rob Zappel, Skip Watkins. Both are in studio today. You can ask them a question by giving us a call at 910-343-1138 or emailing us at coastline@whqr.org. And Skip Watkins, you wanted to follow up on that.
And Rob and I participated in a unanimous vote. We recently supported a grant to put cameras on our deputies, and it's going to have a double benefit. It's going to remind the officer that they're being monitored, and I think that'll help. But it'll also assure that officer that when they do the right thing, they're going to be protected. And it also will bring that same confidence, I hope, to the community. And I'm willing to even visit. I've talked to the sheriff about actually maybe doing some ride-arounds, and because I want to see what's going on.
Rachel, sorry, if I can jump in.
Okay, we have just a couple minutes left, and I do want to move on.
But 10 seconds. I just want to make sure that the public hears the tremendous support that the county commissioners has for all of our law enforcement officials.
Yes.
There's a kind of a momentum or in the news nationwide that there's been pressure questioning our law enforcement officials. I, for one, and again, all of the commissioners are strongly behind all of our sheriffs and the work of the police department as well.
Thank you, Rob Zappel. Now, we have just a couple minutes before we go to the next break, but I want to get to the legislative agenda. Mm-hmm. What do you see your role as when it comes to communicating with state leaders and forwarding an agenda that benefits this region in Raleigh? During the last session, a lot of people would say this region sort of got left out in the cold. Rob Zappel?
Well, starting with cooperation among our five county commissioners to speak with a unified voice, double that with our city council members so that we can take our agendas and lay them on top of each other and see what we agree on and then move forward with a united voice coming from New Hanover County and hopefully agreeing with the county commissioners in Brunswick and Pender County as well. So we can begin to talk with the wants that we have and the needs that we have in our area with a united regional voice. That will be a first.
A lot of people in this area are hoping that film incentives are going to come up again in Raleigh. Representatives Ted Davis and Susie Hamilton were here last week.
Mm-hmm.
Said they'll push for them. They've been tireless advocates for the film incentive, but didn't sound overly enthusiastic.
I don't know. Anytime,
go ahead.
Anytime you're talking about 4,000 statewide jobs that are here right now, and the infrastructure is in place, and here locally over 2,000 jobs. Again, infrastructure, best of its kind, east of the Mississippi, here in place. I think that should get everyone's attention. All 100 counties should share in support for film.
You're listening to Coastline on 91.3 FM. We're talking about the issues likely to face the Cape Fear region this year with New Hanover County's commissioners Rob Zappel and Skip Watkins. If you have a question, give us a call, 910-343-1138, or email us at coastline@whqr.org. When we come back from the break, we're going to talk to Diana from Wilmington. We'll be back in 90 seconds. You're listening to Coastline. Welcome back to Coastline. I'm your host, Rachel Lewis-Hilburn, and with me in the studio once again, New Hanover County Commissioners Skip Watkins and Rob Zappel. We're talking about the issues that are likely to come before them this year, including those our guests would like to see addressed. If you have a question or comment for them, give us a call at 910-343-1138 or send an email to coastline@whqr.org. Diana, welcome to Coastline. You're on the air.
Yes, I was wondering what our future plans are for the, and I don't think this is the official name, the trash burning plant. It's something that...
You're talking about the incinerator.
You got it,
that was
yes.
Decommissioned. Would that be the proper word? Skip Watkins.
Diana?
Yeah.
Is it Diana?
Yes.
Thanks
yes,
for calling.
Is.
Well, the incinerator no longer exists. Rob and I took a tour out there during the campaign with other candidates, and you'll be glad to know that it is being dismantled, and that particular area, I think, is being targeted for their recycling. Is that not correct?
That's correct, yeah.
So it's gone.
Mm-hmm. And go ahead, Diana.
So what's going to happen to our trash? Or I thought I heard we were going to take it to Sampson County. Is that
And Rob Zappel, this is an issue that has been near and dear to your heart. Why don't you take that one?
Diana, you're absolutely correct, and thank you for following your county government and what's happening around you. There was a proposal that was back in June that was brought forward to the county commissioners to ship our solid waste up to one of the proposals, either Sampson County or out to Robeson County. Those proposals died because of a 2-2 vote, and thus nothing happened. What has happened in the meantime, and actually has been happening all along, the excellent work of our county staff, headed by Joe Suleiman of the environmental management team, they have put together a proposal and enacted it by increasing the amount of recycling and the reuse and redistribution of our solid waste stream as it comes in so that we can reduce the amount that goes into our landfill. They've actually created a plan that sees at least another 75 to 100 years of use in our existing landfill, which really helps us control our own destiny. And again, we take responsibility here in New Hanover County for what we produce. I encourage all those measures and even more.
Just to follow up on that point, Rob, we have some decades left in the use of the county landfill. Mm-hmm. But there is some long-term planning that still needs to happen. Is that likely to come up before commissioners? Mm-hmm. Skip Watkins?
Well, Rob and I actually had an agenda meeting yesterday, and we had a private conversation on this very topic. I'm a big recycler. We when the recycling came to Wilmington, City of Wilmington, we had the little bitty box. Now we've got the big, 25, 30-gallon container. And our personal trash has decreased over 50%. There's a commodity price. There's a value in that. One of my goals, personal goals, is to see recycling countywide. I talked to Joe yesterday, as a matter of fact, and we have sites that you can go drop off. As it stands right now, if the City of Wilmington would assist us, we could institute, including the bins, that countywide process residential for $80,000 a year more than we currently operate the drop-off site.
So you're talking about curbside countywide recycling. That's what residents in the City of Wilmington have right now.
Hopefully,
but
that is a goal
of mine. But you're saying that it's possible to extend that to all the residents of the county.
It is a very feasible, and it's going to be something I push. When you come to my office, and my wife Valerie bought me a little pen holder. Looks like a recycling bin. But to also answer your question, Rachel, further, one of my personal goals is that I think we need to really focus on our local landfill for 5 or 6 years and get recycling under control, and it's ours. We can own it. And then maybe revisit, because there is validity that how long do we wait before we carry it somewhere else. So we got to take care of home first. And if we get recycling, I might be more interested in looking at the potential to extend our life.
Diana, thanks so much for your call.
Rachel, can I? Go ahead.
We have Ed from Wilmington
sure.
on the air. Ed, welcome to Coastline. You're on the air, and we're speeding along because we only have about 14 minutes left, and there are 1,000 issues that we still need to get to.
Welcome back.
Ed, welcome to Coastline.
Thank you so much for having me on. For me, the Titan issue, there's an 800-pound gorilla that has not been addressed, at least to what I think is a good place, and that's the Roanoke, Virginia Titan plant. We lived there in the early 80s, and the elementary school my daughter went to was in the shadow of that plant. There are doctors and dentists and attorneys and tremendous number of smart, educated people within a 10-mile radius of that plant, and there are absolutely no problems, maybe very minor violations. The Roanoke River is pristine. Smith Mountain Lake that it flows into is gorgeous. And it is beyond me why we believe that we're going to have some horrific, catastrophic event that's going to ruin our beautiful coast.
And Ed, you're actually echoing. I think there was a local TV station that went to Roanoke, Virginia several years ago, and this was kind of when the awareness of Stop Titan was peaking in this community. And they walked around and were hard-pressed to find anyone that would say anything negative about the cement plant in that community. Rob
that's
Zappel?
Correct. Mm-hmm. That's correct. And they, in fact, said, if you don't want them, please send them here.
Okay. Ed, thanks so much for your call. Rob Zappel?
Ed, I know that it sounds like you've been tracking this. So, I appreciate your interest in what's going on around you. I am looking forward to, and I'm sure you are too as well, to the environmental impact statement that's being drawn up currently by the Corps of Engineers in Raleigh that will be presented as one of the next steps for the Titan permit approval. Included in there, they will address in the environmental impact statement, which is often known as an EIS, will be the air and water quality issues. And I know for one, I'll be very interested to see how they answer the discussion of the aquifers that are up. That's the Castle Hayne aquifer and the Petey aquifer, which are both affected through the mining portion of the proposed Titan plant. Our aquifers, of which we have two major ones, are a tremendous asset, a natural resource that we have here in New Hanover County, and we're really blessed in many ways to have that resource. And it's something that I keenly, and I think everybody wants to protect.
And I, Skip, well, I'll let you respond to this. We have a related email. This comes from Rick, and he says, clearly the vast majority of residents in Wilmington and New Hanover, Pender, and Brunswick counties are strongly opposed to the Titan cement plant. The environmental and health repercussions, not to mention economic negatives, of allowing this project to go forward will do great harm to this area. This is something that we hear a lot at WHQR from the community. Why won't the New Hanover County Commissioners come out in favor of reversing the disastrous secret decision to invite Titan made by the past board of New Hanover County to both Mr. Zappel, and I guess this is his specific question, Mr. Zappel and Mr. Watkins, what is your personal official position on this?
May I?
Please, Skip Watkins.
First of all, Ed, the previous caller, current caller, I commend you, Ed, and whether it's about Titan, whether it's about the bonds or whatever, I encourage your participation at the board meetings, and we'd love to have you come sign in and speak. Okay, the Titan issue, when it comes to special use permit or any other, is considered a quasi-judicial process. Should Mr. Zappel or myself express our opinion publicly, we may be forced to recuse ourselves in the decision-making process. That's my
understanding. You mean when and if the and special use permit comes before forward. The County Board of Commissioners, if the two of you are on record previously as having a position, you will no longer be considered.
We could be forced to recuse ourselves. And whether it's Titan, whether it's a modification to a existing zoning, we're judges, and therefore a judge cannot express his opinion.
And this is we've heard this from our listeners a lot. Yeah. Why won't politicians come out unequivocally, either for or against Titan? Mm-hmm. And this is why. And I think it's hard sometimes for people to understand.
Yes.
Rob Zappel.
Rick, I just want to our caller, Rick, again, thank you for looking into this and expressing your view on this radio show and throughout the community. Again, I would encourage you to take a strong and hard look at the EIS document that'll be coming forward, as well as all the other permitting documents that have gone forward as well. In them, fortunately or unfortunately, the way it's often reported, it's either thumbs up or thumbs down. But the truth is that there is tremendous amounts of information in there of which I've tried to educate myself completely about, and I would appreciate your help and anyone else who can hear my voice in looking at it to see the pros and the cons of this. After all, Titan is a company like any other company. I'm a builder. I certainly use cement in my work that I do on a daily basis. But there are a lot of other concerns, and we have a lot of state and federal agencies and local agencies looking into this. Please dive into those, take a look at the pros and the cons. Let's bring them forward and have a good, vigorous public debate about it.
New Hanover County's comprehensive plan, Phase 2, is getting ready to launch, I think, at the end of this month. And we may be talking about that on Coastline. I think your chairman, Jonathan Barfield, is going to join us for a discussion about that. Okay. What is the New Hanover County comprehensive plan? I think a lot of our listeners haven't really understood this or heard about it. What is it? What's the goal?
The comprehensive plan, headed up by county staff planner Jennifer Rigby, has been, I guess now it's an 18-month and will probably be a full 2 years of a look throughout our entire community. And I'm sure that most everybody that's listening to us today received a notice or heard about it in the newspaper of being able to participate in your local community. There have been a number of different meetings throughout the different neighborhoods and throughout our entire county. It's to get a comprehensive look as to what's happening in your community, what are the plans or what would you like to see in your community, what works in your neighborhood, and everything from infrastructure to the plans that you have for the future, building-wise, et cetera, to get as much public input as possible.
And then, what will people do with the public input? Where does that go? And what's going to be the final result?
That's what we're waiting to see, as you say, in the rollout, that has all been compiled, and there's a set of priority lists as laid out by the essential voting that's been happening by the public in these public meetings. And there'll be a set of priorities that'll be brought forward when it is rolled out to the public officials. We'll take a look at it, add our own thoughts, et cetera, and then from there start to put, and this is where it gets very difficult, to put dollars to each one of those issues that are there and to see what we can do to make our community better and, most importantly, plan for the future. Remember, we live in the fastest growing region in North Carolina. 50,000 more people are projected to move into our county in the next 10 years. We need to plan now. And thank you, Jennifer Rigby, for sticking with this and making this a good comprehensive plan.
Last year, the Garner report was published. This was an economic development report that was commissioned by the county, paid for by the county. And Skip Watkins, I think you alluded to one of the recommendations earlier in the show. But what recommendations came from that that you support, that you would really like to see implemented? And where, on which of those recommendations can you cooperate with the city of Wilmington on?
Yeah, one of the big ones for me is service consolidation. Again, we're the second smallest county in the state, one of the highest dense population. People argue number two, number one, number three. You know, we're up there. We're already looking at fire services being merged. Parks and rec for the city and parks for the county are a natural fit. I do think that, so that was one of the things, whether we could get to a governmental consolidation. We've had that, you know, we danced with that three or four times in the last 20 years. So I think the service consolidation, I will tell you that speaking with the fire department from both sides, they did not see, both city and county, they did not see an immediate savings, but they did see long term. But also, we just have more men and women in uniform and trucks helping us. So I think it's a natural fit. Also, I do believe one of the top things from the Garner report was to eliminate and or modify the special use permit process. That was, I don't think you'll ever see the elimination of it. But I do think that the modification needs a timeline. I think all parties agree on that, so that a petitioner knows when and where things are going to happen. But the special use permit process for me is an economic, it's almost like right now we have one of the most stringent, and to some people it seems we may have a close for business sign on the county.
And you see the special use permit as being that sign. If you were king of the world, Skip Watkins, would you just do away with the SUP?
No, I wouldn't. But okay. I would modify it according to the previous recommendations that the county planning put forth.
Okay, Rob Zappel.
We'll come back to the SUP in just a second.
Recommendations from the Garner report.
Yes.
What do you support?
I am very keen on the expansion of water and sewer to the 421 yes. corridor, which is that area that's the 421 that goes on the other side of the Cape Fear River, getting water and sewer, which the plans are already in place and the funding is there, so that we can bring water and sewer underneath the Cape Fear River so that we can begin to actually provide utilities to what has already been zoned as for industry and has never been really able to take off, so that we can have site ready or shovel ready, whatever you want to call it, sites that we can market here, to bring more, businesses, appropriate businesses along that corridor.
Appropriate
there.
Businesses.
That's correct.
What does that mean?
Well, it kind of ties into the special use permit process. I don't see the special use permit process as a negative. I see it as a positive, because those companies that are already here and those who are looking to here also look to see what kind of mechanisms do we have to prevent inappropriate businesses from slamming up against each other or up against residential areas here. The special use permit process, when handled and, yes, when modified, which I support many of the modifications, but it is an important document that I support.
Okay, just less than a couple minutes left. Tell us something we don't know. What are we likely to see come up this year at the county level, or something that will affect the Cape Fear region that we haven't talked about? Skip Watkins.
Wow.
I defer to Zappel.
I'll think about it.
Rob Zappel.
What a nice curveball. And I'll tell you where it's going to start with. You're going to start seeing a county commission that's going to have five members who are going to talk together.
Ditto.
We are going to work together. We will not agree on everything. But by golly, the last 2 years, that has not happened. And we are going to make sure that happens.
All right. And Skip, you mentioned earlier that the two of you have become good friends.
Yes, we have.
One a Democrat, one a Republican, even though you'll often disagree. So we'll look for some.
I don't hold that against him.
We'll look for some healthy civil discourse here, and maybe you can teach us all something along those lines. Mm-hmm. That's this edition of Coastline. I'd like to thank our guests, Skip Watkins and Rob Zappel. Thanks also to you, our listeners, those of you who called in and emailed your comments. I'm your host, Rachel Lewis-Hilburn. Join us next week when we talk with the CEO of Vertex, Don Croteau, and District Attorney Ben David. That's next Wednesday at noon here on HQR News 91.3 FM. Coastline's executive producer is Cleve Callison. Our producer is Ken Campbell. Isabel Shepherd is our phone screener and master tweeter. Alexa Doran is our promotion specialist. The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of our listeners and guests and not necessarily of WHQR Public Radio or our licensee, Friends of Public Radio. I'm Rachel Lewis-Hilburn for Coastline.